It is time to be fed by video game knowledge and rants. Are you ready for it? Not a lot of R, but it's time to start thinking and laugh and spin on your knowledge on video games. Be prepared for the knowledge.
What is up, everybody? I am Gio Castillo, and welcome back to VGames Feed, where we talk about all the stuff going on in the game world and possibly just the Xbox world. A few things going on in the Xbox. Obviously, there is Deals of the Week, I think it's called, I'm pretty sure. Countdown News Flash or Countdown News Deals, wherever it is, whatever it is. Guys, you need to check it out. There's a lot of stuff going on. They're doing a lot of these deals going on for 2014. I think it's pretty cool, nice of them. Number 15 is Passover from Borderlands 2. The new one, Splunky. The next one is called Awesome Week Long Deals, which is actually a separate thing for video games. Another set. Another great deals page, we have NHL 14, FIFA 14, Madagascar 3, Guardians, X-Men, and Bioshock Infinite. That's on the first page for great deals, obviously because it's for newer games, so it's a better deal for most things. And the next tab is called Last Chance Marvel Games, which is basically a lot of Marvel games, obviously. I like my favorite Marvel character would probably be Jean? I think her name is Jean? Jane? I don't know, the hot blonde, the hot redhead. That girl. Anyways, the X-Men Destiny, X-Men Origins, X-Men The Game, X-Men Weapon X Arena for those, and then the other one is Spider-Man Games, which is Shattered Dimensions, Edge of Time, Friend or Foe, Web of Shadows. That's what's going on for that, for Marvel. And then next time, it's up to 75% off. Now remember, it's up to 75% off, doesn't mean they're exactly 75. But we have Deadpool, Marlo Briggs, Simpson, Guardians of Middle-Earth, Tony Hawk Pro Skater, Castle of Illusion, Marvel's Capcom 2, and UMVC 3 vert and add-ons. And those are up to 5% off. Check that out. The next one is Kinect Arcade Sale, which is Mini Ninja's Adventures, Doodle Jump, Free Fall Racers, Fruit Ninja Connect, and Racketeer. Now, all those are pretty much up to 90% off, except for one, which is Doodle Jump. It's 80% off, but that's not a bad deal, honestly, for Kinect shit. That's not a bad deal. I'd fucking take it in a heartbeat if I had a Kinect, which I don't. Don't make fun of me. It's so mean. Another big thing coming out for Xbox is The Walking Dead Season 2, Episode 1 is now here, guys. The awesome adventures of it is out. Remember, it's the game, not the show. Not the Walking Dead game of the actual show. It's actually a separate game, Walking Dead. Very good. Season 1, Episode 1 is now free, though, which is pretty cool. So the second season is out. I'll definitely check that out, guys. The story, Mon's very twisted. And for those who don't know what Walking Dead, the game is where pretty much everything you do in the game affects the story dramatically. Like, say, like, you squish a bug. Okay, maybe not Jurassic, but any choices you make in the game, it affects what's going to happen in later on story, which is really cool. And to me, that's a really good experience, because you don't know exactly what you're going to get. And that's pretty cool, in my opinion. Not just me, though. And, you know, speaking about prices and whatnot, me and my girlfriend had this conversation yesterday while we were playing a game. You know, it's definitely cheap entertainment to video games, honestly, if you think about it. I mean, when you go out, you spend over $100 every time you go out. I mean, how could you not? Everything's so expensive, and there's a lot of stuff you want to get. You just get it. But compared to, you know, video games, yeah, the initial process of getting one is, or the console is what's probably the most expensive. But besides that, once you get it, video games are only $60 per piece with tax for like $64. I mean, yeah, it's a good amount, but someone can spend over 100 hours on a game, you know, just for $60 or even use for 50 or 30. You know, they're set. I mean, they're probably, people going out probably laughing at people at home. Oh, you're being a loser. La, 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 come on. Da, da, da. In my opinion, it's a smarter idea. Stay home. Play some video games. Fuck, don't spend so much money. You know, the only time I think to me gamers can spend so much money is when they get DLC content. But besides that, and plus the DLC isn't that much expensive compared to some games. I mean, that's awesome. I'd rather do that. I'm so glad my girlfriend does that. You know, I'm like, Fuck, I hate spending money out on a woman every fucking weekend. Ah, it's be annoying. But, definitely, I think, you know, for Christmas gifts, video games are a good thing to get. If you're, you know, that too, obviously. Everyone plays video games. You know, like, it's hard to find someone that doesn't play video games. Grand Theft Auto. That's a video game, alright, guys? I'm sorry for you gangster motherfuckers. It's a video game. Alright, you're considered a nerd. Alright. Like, you know, that's something I'll try to get to people. Nowadays, everyone has to play video games. Everyone has a, you know, has an Xbox or a PS4 or whatever. And honestly, it's kind of nerdy. If you sit down in front of a TV and play video games all day, it's considered nerdy, guys. Alright, you're not some fucking badass still. I'm not a nerd. Whoa. Really? You have a fucking 360 in your living room, you're playing all day. You are a nerd, alright? Your definition of a nerd, or you're at least getting there, alright? Everyone's a nerd nowadays. That's not being shame of. It's cool to be a nerd nowadays. I mean, shit, everything's about electronics. Who are you gonna go to for help? Someone that knows his shit and electronics, and they're considered nerds back in the day. What the fuck? You know, your TV's broken? You're a fucking gangster ass person who's gonna help you with your TV unless he's partly nerd too. I mean, come on. Alright? Everyone's a nerd. Everyone get along. Okay? No more bullying shit, being nerdy and whatnot. Anyways, yeah, guys, so definitely check all that shit out on Xbox. A lot of stuff going on. A lot of deals going on, and so hopefully everyone can check it out. I got down one game for free, by the way, if you guys know, it's called Shoot Many Robots. Game is fucking hard, but awesome at the same time. But I'll play more after this before I have to go to work. So, hey guys, I'm Gio Castillo, and this is Big Games Feed, and I'll see you guys in the next episode or podcast that I make. Take care, guys.